Well, for this Tour SA radio destination, of course, South Australia's History Festival is only about a week away, kicking off the 27th of April. And we are going to Harndorf for the Harndorf Walking Tours. We've got owner and operator Sharon on the line right now. Sharon, welcome to Tour SA Radio.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to everyone.
We are super excited about South Australia's History Festival, and particularly about Harndorf. It is such a rich area of history. And I mean, a lot of people get to walk along the main street and see all the sights and smell all the smells. But where do your walking tours go that maybe we don't see that often?
Well, you're absolutely right about Harndorf. It is a wonderful place to visit, and really it's an experience in itself. But people tend to walk up one side of the main street, down the other. They do have a cup of coffee or a lovely meal or something like that, but I really want to take them behind the scenes, if you like. So starting at the Open Doors weekend, which I'm doing a special event on the Saturday the 27th, which will be at 2 o'clock, and also another one in the morning at 10:30. I'm going to take people to three different locations in Harndorf to look behind the doors of the local Lutheran churches. Now, many people to Harndorf will say, well, there's two Lutheran churches. What are you talking about at the third? Now, there is a third one. It's a hidden one. So I'm going to take people to the hidden one as well.
That's it. It's amazing because so many people know of Harndorf, and you think of the one street, but there are so many other little hidden things that obviously you know about that no one else does. So it's great to hear that you're going to take us behind those scenes.
Yep, that's right. And along with the program on the 27th, then certainly I'll be explaining the history of the village, some other quirky stories, some things that took place in Harndorf over the years that people wouldn't know about. So the Open Doors weekend launches it all off. People can look on to the History Festival website or go on to Harndorf Walking Tours website and see about that event, as well as ones that are being held throughout May. Now, I must say, I'm going to be doing some German cooking too for these events.
So lovely.
So you will be getting refreshments. I don't normally do this for my walking tours, but just for this special occasion, there's going to be, you know, coffee and tea and some special little German treat.
Oh, are we talking bratwurst? Are we talking, what's that, cabbage that's smoked? I can't think of it at the moment.
Oh, look, that would be nice, but no, I'm not getting that adventurous. No, I'll be doing some honey biscuits or some special shortbread, with some special German decorations. So we'll, that'll be something interesting for History Month. Now, of course, I'd love to tell you about Falkirk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah,
I haven't.
Know.
I've got to be careful about. I was going to say we've got to be careful about what we're saying here. Falkirk. Have I said that correctly?
Falkirk.
Right.
Now, I'm a good Salvo girl, so you know it's the only time I get to kind of say anything a little bit off theme here.
Right.
It's a type of architecture that the Prussian immigrants and German people brought out to South Australia and to, you know, Australia as they started the colony off. So we've got many examples of that all around the village, both on the main street and in the back streets of Harndorf. So I'm going to be partnering with Mr. Chris Hine. He's got an advanced master's degree in archaeological science, and he's going to be showing people how you make a Falkirk frame. He's going to display one he did for his thesis. He's going to do that in the afternoon, but in the morning he's also going to show people some hand-hewing lumber using traditional woodwork tools. So that's going to be a little bit of other input into the tours. So we'll have I'll be showing people architecture, still talking about the village and lots of different stories, but this hand-hewing timber at 10:30 and then at 2 o'clock showing how to cut a mortise and tenon joint. So that's going to be a really interesting thing for people to see and experience. Really, you know, lovely sharp implements that we're not going to let you touch, but you can certainly get excited with the shiny, glittery things that will be provided on that day. On 2 days, 2 weekends actually, Saturday the 11th of May and the 25th of May as well.
Yeah, great. I thought it was going to be a bit hands-on as well as walking around, but perhaps not hands-on if these things are going to be a little bit sharp to the touch. And finally, you've also got Harndorf After Dark. Of course, towns are very different after dark. Harndorf normally lights up. It looks lovely. What are you going to be doing there?
Well, there are many stories of the village, of course, that are only told after dark because they are not ghost tours. This isn't a ghost tour. It's right. A family-friendly tour. But we've got some lovely lanterns that people will be able to use walking the streets. So I'll be sharing with folk about the, you know, some of those stories that are to do with families and that have lived in the town. Also, the Pioneer Women's Walk that they took when they left Harndorf at midnight, going down to Adelaide, and the stories behind that. So it's just a lovely approach to Harndorf. As you say, the village does look beautiful now. We've got so many of our lovely businesses lit up and looking amazing. So we'll be experiencing them, but also having to use our lanterns because we're going off the main street into some of those darker, unlit spots.
Well, lovely. It sounds like you're going to be exploring and showing people that whole different side of Harndorf that they haven't seen as a part of South Australia's History Month. We really appreciate your time here, Sharon, and looking forward to hopefully seeing you in Harndorf over the coming weeks for more of your Harndorf walking tours. Thanks for joining us today on Tourist A Radio.
Great. I love talking to you, listeners, and I hope you contact me and I hope we see you in Harndorf. Bye.
For more on the Harndorf walking tours as a part of the South Australian History Festival, head to tourista.com.au.